Patricia Arquette blasts Whitmer challenger Tudor Dixon. Weak on crime because she wouldn't abort a child conceived in rape. By Warner Todd Houston on August 21, 2022. Activist actress Patricia Arquette went on the attack against Michigan Republican gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon over abortion, suggesting that children should be violently snuffed out if they were conceived in rape. Arquette took to Twitter on Saturday to blast the Donald Trump-endorsed Dixon for her opposition to abortion and attacked Dixon for recent comments on whether a pregnancy as a result of rape should be aborted. "Don't vote for her, she's weak on crime," Arquette tweeted. "She thinks a rape victim should be forced to carry. That 9 months of physical and mental reminders will help a victim heal. Vote against her. It is a strange position to take that allowing a pregnancy as a result of rape to come to term is soft on crime. Since Dixon is not for any softer prosecution of rapists. Apparently, Arquette thinks that killing these children is somehow justice." Arquette also took the 45-year-old GOP candidate out of context to a degree. "Dixon's help heal the victim comment was not formulated as carrying a baby to term to heal the rape victim. In recent comments, Dixon pointed out that it was a mistake to think that a woman could not develop a bond with or come to love a child born of rape," Newsweek reported. Dixon said that she had spoken to people born of rape and said that the bond that those two people made and the fact that out of that tragedy there was healing through that baby, it's something that we don't think about. "Those voices, the babies of rape victims, that have come forward are very powerful when you hear their story and what the truth is behind that. It's very hard to not stand up for those people," Dixon concluded. But contrary to Arquette's claim, she did not say that a rape victim carrying a child to term is healing the victim. Dixon has been peppered with questions about her stance on abortion as far-left media in Michigan constantly misrepresent her position. The business owner who won the GOP primary this year recently noted that it is not true that she opposes abortion in all cases, and said that she is pro-life with exceptions for life of the mother. She added that the health of the mother and life of the mother are two different things. For her part, Arquette is a constant activist for left-wing causes but often gets simple facts wrong in her proclamations. In March, for instance, the Boyhood star demanded that Russia be expelled from NATO due to its attack in Ukraine. Arquette seemed blissfully unaware that Russia has never been a member of NATO. The month before that, Arquette jumped into the Texas primary and demanded that Texans vote Greg Abbott out of office, seemingly under the assumption that the primary was actually the general election where the occupant of the governor's seat would be decided. Also, in 2020, Arquette seemed to assume that those who support the Second Amendment also support anarchy when she was incensed that 2A supporters showed up with their firearms at a rally at Virginia's Capitol. The rally occurred in January of that year and was entirely peaceful. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.